The man designated to be the next Secretary General of the United Nations accepted congratulations from around the world today. Yesterday, the UN General Assembly confirmed Kofi Annan of Ghana to replace Egyptian diplomat Boutros Boutros-Ghali. The United States blocked a second term for Boutros-Ghali, prompting a bitter fight to replace him with another African. At a UN news conference today, Annan pledged to work with the U.S., but urged Washington to pay its bills. NPR's Ann Cooper has more.
One important subtext to the Secretary General race was the United States and its considerable debts to the UN, now running at more than $1 billion. The Clinton administration's opposition to Boutros-Ghali was based on the belief that if he departed, Congress might finally pay the bills. Today, Kofi Annan urged the U.S. to do so, and quickly.
It is not really in the interest of the U.S. not to pay its contribution to the UN. It offends friends and foes alike. And the U.S. needs the U.N. and U.N. needs the U.S. And we cannot operate effectively and efficiently without sound financial basis.
Annan will need more than gentle persuasion, though, to get the U.S. paying again. U.N. critics on Capitol Hill say they welcome his selection, but want to see his reform agenda before sending money. Annan doesn't take office until January, and so far he hasn't offered any specifics on change. But today he promised a fundamental review of the U.N.'s purposes.
We, the member states of this organization, should begin to discuss what should the UN be doing, what should our business be, what should be our objectives, how do we reposition the United Nations as we move into the 21st century.
What kind of mandate would satisfy the critics in Congress isn't entirely clear. Some defenders of the UN say conservative Republicans won't be happy until the UN disappears, perhaps done in by the U.S.-induced financial crisis. But critics in Congress say it isn't the UN per se that's a problem. It's bad management that's let the international body grow out of control, taking on tasks it has no business doing. Kofi Annan takes office well aware that U.S. critics expect the Secretary General to be a tough administrator and manager.
That is an essential part of the work, but he also has a political and diplomatic role, and above all, a moral voice which should be heard periodically when necessary.
Annan will be the first Secretary General from sub-Saharan Africa, a region whose troublesome conflicts have often defied UN mediation and peacekeeping efforts. A 30-year veteran of the UN, Annan was chief of its peacekeeping operations when the Security Council selected him to replace Boutros-Ghali. Despite the failures of some high-profile missions, Annan has maintained his reputation as an honest, efficient manager, perhaps because he is willing to reflect publicly on why peacekeeping hasn't always worked.
We've learned that, and I think the Council also, that a clear mandate is necessary. We have learned that the resources must be commensurate to the tasks.
The top UN job is rotated among continents, with each getting 2 5-year terms. Boutros-Ghali served half of Africa's term. Annan, who will serve the second half, indicated today he would not try to seek another term. I'm Ann Cooper in New York.